The still summer evening hung warm and dusty over the empty pier. Big Colin Galedeep and the Otter clans deemed it safer to hold a meeting in the bushes and trees of the left bank. The otters did not need a night attack by the cats to further complicate the quandary they were in. They gathered en masse, angry, puzzled and disgruntled at the ultimatum which the wildcat warlord had set upon them. The initial idea of a wild charge and an all-out assault on the foe had palled in the light of dire consequences. Their enslaved friends, together with their families, being dragged out and executed in reprisal. The very mention of it was unthinkable. Proposals were put forth and rejected for various reasons. There seemed no answer to the problem. Logo Galedeep mentioned another impractical solution.
Suppose we pretend to surrender. Then at the last moment, say when the fortress gates are open, we grab our weapons and make a forced charge straight inside.
At that moment, any scheme sounded good to Colin.
Why, it might work, mate. They wouldn't be expecting a move like that. Sounds all right to me.
Banya immediately poured cold water on the plan.
Do you think the Felis cat is some kind of fool? The instant we threw down our arms and surrendered, he'd have us surrounded by fully armed cat guards. First thing they'd do would be to confiscate our weapons or sling him in the lake to stop us getting at him.
Colin patted his brother's shoulder sadly.
She's right, mate. It wouldn't work.
A voice completely foreign to the gathering interrupted.
You chaps sound as though you're in a spot of bother, what?
Two tall hares, well armed and dressed in red tunics, emerged out of the shrubbery. Colin wheeled on them, gripping his oar.
Who are you and where do you come from?
The leader of the two rested one paw on a long rapier hilt and threw a casual salute.
Name's Grandon, old lad. Captain Rafe Grandon of the Long Patrol at your service. This is my aide, Colour Sergeant O'Crag. We're to be your allies, I believe, what?
Banya Streamdog did not sound impressed.
Just the two of you? That won't be much help.
The burly Sergeant O'Crag smiled down at her.
Oh, there's a few more than just the two of us, missy. You'll see for yourself. You're to follow me and the captain to a meeting with our commanding officer, Major Frank.
Colin was not used to taking orders from complete strangers. He squared up in front of O'Crag, both equally big beasts. The otter thrust his jaw out belligerently.
We're to follow you, eh? Says O.
The sergeant's eyes met Colin unwaveringly.
I believe her name is Relaine, sir.
There was a stunned silence, which broke into a roaring cheer from the otter clans. Big Colin shook O'Crag's paw.
Here's me paw and here's me heart, mate. Lead on. We're with you to the death.
Dusk had fallen by the time they reached the Long Patrol camp at the lake's far end. A good fire burned there, shielded in the lee of some trees and rocks. The otters filed in, packing the site with their numbers. Cuthbert climbed upon a rock, polishing his monocle and shouldering his swagger stick. After gazing around a bit, he addressed the gathering.
Righto, me buckos. Let's get off on the right paw, what? I'm Regimental Major Cuthbert Blaindale Frank. Unless I'm outranked by any of you chaps, I think I'm in command, yeah? Any objections?
Receiving no reply from the otter clans, he nodded.
Good show. Reason I say this is that there's going to be a bit of a skirmish. A jolly old war, in fact. No offence intended, and I'm sure you otter chaps are splendidly brave coves, but you ain't Long Patrol. Now, you see these hares? There's a score and a half of 'em. They're Long Patrol warriors. Fighting and soldiering is their business. Believe you me, these laddie-bucks have slain more vermin than you've had hot flippin' dinners. So take my word and trust me, what?
Colin called out.
Fair enough, Major. We believe you. But we've come here to see our queen. Where is she?
A murmur of assent ran through the clan beasts. Silencing them with a wave of his swagger stick, Cuthbert pointed dramatically to the fire.
Friends, meet Lady Tyria Wildlock of Redwall Abbey, the High Rulaine, Queen of Green Isle.